G'day everyone, I'm here with Vice Skipper of 2015, Marky Mark de Blasio. Mr. Blasio, how are you?
Good mate, how are you?
Yeah, good mate, good mate. Firstly, you got back after your knee Rico last year, and you got through the second half of the season, and you had a full season, a pre-season under your belt this year. How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, it was great. Hit this 20 last year, I came back a little bit too early, and yeah, I was a bit fatigued every week and getting soft tissue injuries, but yeah, had a full season under the belt and flying at the moment, I think.
Flying, apart from those little crampiness during the game one on the weekend?
Yeah, the cramping is a pretty big issue with me. I don't know what it is. Need more soul to say.
Yeah, I did see you chewing on a banana after the game. Probably best off to do them before the game, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right, enough of Dr. Don. The game itself is a bit like a lot of times we went through last year with a bit of a fade out here and there. Apart from that, what did you think of the game yourself as a team aspect?
Yeah, I thought we were really good in patches. Besides that second quarter, the 15-minute lapse really cost us in the end. I thought the boys were really good and we really took it up to them the majority of the game. I think that'll be a really good outfit. So yeah, to go down by the four goals and we conceded 8 seconds, I think we battled pretty hard. And so as disappointing as it was, I think there was a lot of positives we could take out of it. So yeah, it wasn't the worst outcome, but it'd be great if we got the W.
Yeah, definitely. But I know that the crowd was expecting a bit of a whitewash after half time from my little laps around the oval. So show a bit of guts as we did. It was definitely pleasing and showed a lot of heart that the boys are about, which is great. Any personal sort of players caught your eye of their sort of games that surprised you in any way?
The two young guys, Benny Searle and Nick Blonde, they came in and they just looked real comfortable and they really took the game on. And yeah, I was really happy with their effort. Chloe's always good, and a few of my mates came down and watched, and he's such a big fan, and they were surprised at how well he moved. So yeah, he was good as well. Lukey Smith, he was pretty good all day. So a few of the boys.
Yeah, good to hear. We take on Bomb Beach this week. Do we have any injury concerns that you know of or anything like that?
Off the top of my head, I don't think anyone pulled up pretty sore from Saturday. I think we're all fine, so yeah, looking forward to this week.
Definitely a good change from the way last year went about, so that's good to hear. And there's also this rumour of an orange Martian coming into the arena on Saturday. What's that? The old Wheel of Death has its first victim.
Yeah, the Wheel of Death, that's something new the leadership got brought in to try and build some culture around the footy club. And yeah, unfortunately, the spreads spun the mystery box and the spray cans do, so looking forward to that.
So I do apologise to anyone out there that does get offended by my appearance. It's just setting the example for the rest of the playing group, unfortunately. I have to cop it on first round, but... Oh well, hopefully it shows benefits later in the year when the group gets closer and closer.
Yeah.
All right, Marky Mark, I'm just coming into a bad area now, mate. Well, thanks for taking the time to have a chat, and I'll see you at training on Thursday night.
Too easy, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.